Would you please stay in your group, but we're going to go round and ask for one recommendation, insight, inspiration from each group now. And they'll be put up on the screen. But all your other recommendations will be collected in, and we will read them and let you have them. They'll be published. So nothing will be lost from what we are doing now. So the next stage now is if you would choose one of your insights, recommendations, and one person to read them out, we'll work our way round the room. We'll start here in this corner and go round.
So this group, we've kind of got two slightly connected ones, but it is building on, and we did this very synodally, we listened to everybody and pulled it all together. So it's Let Us March Together, affirmed by Catholic social teaching and the SDGs and the recognition of the interconnectivity with both of those, and move together with the authenticity of each of our own individual issues that we're passionate about. But the thing is that we're marching together. Be tactical, write letters, tell stories, build those relationships, but most importantly, we're marching together. And link to that. No, do you want me to stop?
No, stop
okay.
there.
Yeah,
thank you. Because all of it will be taken in. And now the next group, moving round.
We'd just like to say that we'd like to challenge our representatives, the government, to look at the SDGs and the promise they made in 2015 and to tell us what they are going to do between now and 2030. And we would challenge people when they come round for the elections.
Thank you. And now moving round the room. The next one now.
So for us, the main thing to come out of this conference is for us to reclaim and adapt the SDGs to our local realities, to reclaim words like sustainability, and to decide ourselves what does this word sustainability actually mean. And I want to just quickly hand over to Jer so she can give a specific example of what we mean by that.
Because the word sustainability differs from one locality to another. Like, for example, in the Philippines, there are indigenous group that wants to replant trees. No? And they were saying, we want endemic trees to be replanted, used as the trees to be replanted. But then the government at that time are not listening to them. No? So when the Columbans tried to help them, they listen to them and they really find the endemic trees that could be replanted. And the people are very happy because they said it brings back the ecology system in the place, because it brings back all the endemic animals that used to be in that place. So same with here in UK, probably each area of you have definition of what would make your place sustainable. So reclaim it and then fight for it and made your leaders aware of those things.
Thank you. And we'll move round.
We have one very simple, urgent request. No more new oil, coal or gas.
Thank you. Do you want to come down the middle now and then go up? Oh, right at the back first, yes.
Make broader coalitions. Organise ourselves into broader coalitions. Broader coalitions amplify our message and make it on specifics so that we're addressing things that can be measured and kept on at.
Thank you.
So, over here... Archie came up with this this really great idea, I thought, and that is what we're doing right now is really great, And Archie suggested that for future conferences, we take a similar sort of mission-focused approach, where we kind of synthesize and bring all of our points together at the end to produce a statement like we are right now. And I would take that a step further and say it would be great if at these conferences we do perhaps more than just talking about these issues, because of course that's really important, but at the same time providing people with the tools necessary to then take these talking points and these important ideas out into the real world. Because I think, as I say, what we're doing right here is great, but after the end of today, how are we then supposed to implement that in our lives? And I feel like we need a more directed and really, as Archie put it really well, a mission-focused approach to it.
Thank you. Now, where are we now?
Most of ours, we've got a few things, but they're all about challenge. Challenge the government, challenge your MP, challenge the narrative, whatever way you can do it, whoever you can do it with. And one of the, I think one of the main things we need to challenge them on is, how are you going to ensure that no one is left behind? That we don't start saying the deserving poor, the undeserving poor. No one is left behind, because we're all God's children.
Thank you.
Hello.
I think
so. Our group came up with using the sustainable development goals poster. Is it on now? Can everybody hear me? So using the sustainable development goal poster in various places of worship, not just churches, to bring the situation to light to people. And also we talked about one world as a community to make people realise that we're all interdependent on one another.
Thank you.
Okay.
This one here, I think. Yeah.
So our message from our group is we're focusing on self-accountability. We need to focus on leading by example. And as Christians, with Christian hope, we should be more Christ-like, where we focus on helping each other and creating a community. So if we can focus on applying those sustainability goals to ourselves, to our community, as charity begins at home, and then we can then take the message up to the leaders who have the resources to help us achieve the goals. So we also have to educate each other by being more aware, because most of us don't even know about the sustainability goals, and we need to expand on that as well. And the last message is to live simply. You know, let's reduce waste and focus on keeping it simple, basically. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this reflects what some other people have said about working together. I think this subject really shows the value of us as a network. So what has been suggested is that perhaps the member or organisations of NJPN or partner organisations, we could perhaps set up a subgroup to actually work out strategies to encourage our members to do.
So we were looking forward to the topic of next year's conference, among other things, and obviously the focus on UK politics in the next few years. So we took inspiration from this morning's Observer headline that we heard for some of the points that we think should be included, including you can't dump the green agenda, so making sure that that's still on the top of the priority list for everyone involved in politics at all levels, and also in making sure we engage with all the political parties, not just the ones that are on the good side or the bad side, to make sure that everyone's fully aware of what's going on and everyone's responsibility of what to do next.
Can you go?
Yes, okay. Next, thank you.
I mean, we would echo, I think, what the previous group have just said. There was a lot that was said there that came up in our group as well. Particularly sort of, you know, the need to lobby MPs and MPs from government as well. You know, that some of us live in constituencies where we've got Conservative MPs now, and the point was made, you know, that those MPs can can also contact the Secretary of State. So one of the ideas was, I mean, the theme in the group meeting was, you know, that the importance of the sustainable development goals and also not messing with the commitments to the green agenda. So one of the ideas was a template letter that from NJPN that could go to all MPs that we could personalise and that we could follow up. And, you know, we need strategies to be able to do that as well in the run-up to the general election.
Okay, the message from our group, yeah, we need to hold politicians to account for how they are getting on with the SDGs that they signed for. We also need to be able to account for our own behaviors, because we believe if we are popular, we are doing something wrong.
Thank you.
Get more parishes to be involved in a radicalised Live Simply programme.
We as the National Justice and Peace Network members need to maximise our grassroots connections, especially in local media, but also challenging national media agendas. And we also said we have a duty to input principles of Catholic social teaching into the processes leading up to the general election in partnership with the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. I'm not sure if there's any representatives of that body here today, but if there aren't, or if there are, we need to make sure we're in feeding back into our bishops' thinking and working in partnership with them. And we also said we'd like to see the letter shown on the BBC and Netflix.
Thank you. Have we been round now? Is that all? So if you stay in your group, and your main suggestion will come up on the board in a minute. So stay in your group. And what we want you to do is to work at a practical way forward, not necessarily for your suggestion, but for one of them. You can choose one of the others if you like, or you can keep with the one you suggested. And it won't matter if two groups are doing the same one. So practical steps to fulfill one of the aims we've just heard about, and they were all very good and all very important. And we'll just wait a moment for it to come up. There we are. So if you can look at the board, and as a group...
There is no new oil, coal and gas, because our government is still planning to open a new coal line.
Okay. This is part of the process, because without you realising it, if three or four happen to choose the same one to speak to, all of a sudden we see a statement emerge, if you understand what I'm saying. You can see a pattern beginning to emerge, and you can already see something from the list above where there are some similars. But what we don't want to do is leave anything out. And the last thing we will do before you leave is we are going to collect all the posters, because they are the written record of what you've had in your group. So as Barbara said, choose one thing that you might prescribe an action to try and fulfil one of those on the list, and you can speak to one you had yourself or any one of the others. So I think Ellen is just creating... Ellen is just editing that one that that we mentioned, but the list is going up.
It'll be up again in a minute.
I think I can actually remind you. Let us march together, affirmed by Catholic social teaching and SDGs. Once the list goes up, we'll give you maybe 20 minutes, but after 15 minutes, we'll call you back together in the hope that you will have written down a couple of next steps, and we might also take some feedback on that. All right, thanks.